Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of June 21st, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Here we go. News AF. And hope you enjoyed the theme song today and every day, because we're ready to talk about all the exciting news happening today. We are back with our News AF team, of course, joining us after a quick jaunt to the Hamptons this weekend. Yes. Here he is, of course, Pickleball's top influencer. Please welcome the great Tyson Apostle.
Hi, I'm here.
Tyson, how are you?
Are you refreshed? I'm great. I am refreshed. I mean, it was a quick trip. I wish we could have stayed longer. It was beautiful, honestly. Yeah. Coming from Arizona, it was beautiful because it was nice and chilly. A little bit of rain out in the Hamptons. We went to a friend's birthday party and had a really great time. Mm-hmm. Survivor themed birthday party. So we went out to our friends, David and Zara, and
you guys ate nothing at the party. None of the guests had any food. Mm-hmm. Backstabbing.
No, food. No.
Plotting. That seems like just, a real
that's
survivor.
The difference
theme
birthday. From Survivor.
We had fire making. We had a fire making competition.
Oh my God.
Ethan won that, which was a great shame to me.
Oh.
Barely. He barely won. Mm-hmm. His rope popped right before mine.
Wow.
And then
what?
Oh, you wouldn't
you guys
get
have
it.
Popped the rope?
Yeah.
It's a survivor thing.
Yeah.
It's a survivor
you
thing.
You wouldn't
bro.
Get it, Danny.
You wouldn't get it, dude.
Oh.
You had to be there.
Popping rope, dude. Oh, remember we popped rope together?
Popping rope.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, And it was a real quick turnaround because, you know, it's Father's Day weekend and all of that stuff. So we don't want to be away too long.
Father's Day weekend. So stupid.
What? Come on.
All right, well, let's
you don't
welcome
want to be showered with grace.
A man who
no,
hates
I don't.
Father's
I said, don't
Day.
Do anything.
All right, here's Danny Bryson. Danny, what's your problem with Father's Day?
Yeah.
I love my own father, right?
Of course.
I don't need the state to
but
tell me when to celebrate his
father.
Existence. I don't want any gifts or anything like that. It's just all these holidays. It's like the state saying, now you must acknowledge this or that. Love, fathers. Mm-hmm. A bunny that brings eggs.
Yeah.
Leprechauns. It's just like, can't we celebrate these all year round? If you need the state to tell you when to call your dad that one time a year, then you're just a bad kid.
Yeah.
And Father's Day is just a reminder of how crappy you are as a kid or how crappy you were as a dad.
Ooh.
That your kids only call you once a year. So, yeah, every day should be Father's Day if you're a good kid or a good dad.
Okay.
Every day is Father's Day if you're a good dad. Remember that.
Oh, I was going to sing a song
your kids
and I
are like,
forgot
oh,
that.
Hey, how you doing, dad? But it's like, now you're like, oh, dude, it's, oh my gosh, it's Father's Day. I got to send that stupid text to my dad. I haven't talked to him all year, but
oh,
this will
my
be,
gosh.
This will have real meaning because this really will mean something.
You say live every
nope,
day like
dad
it's Father's
right
Day,
it.
Danny.
My child.
Yeah,
just
live every day like it's
the
Easter.
Other day. He dude, said, thanks
live,
for the
live every day like it's
said.
St. Patrick's
can't
Day.
Love to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to dad if I could find the time.
Tyson, maybe could you update that song? And it's like, sent my dad a text.
Sent my dad a text.
Yeah, update it.
He was, hit the thumbs up button.
It would be more like, we were in the same room. I was on my phone. Didn't give him any time of his own.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Right there. That's perfect. Instead of like, can't
on
do
Instagram,
it now,
Instagram, it reminded me, so I texted him, have a great day.
Yeah, that's the other
I
thing.
Love
is like,
my dad,
Instagram
but
becomes
I don't really
place
show it.
Where you're like, oh, dad, you're the best. It's like, well, if he's the
right
best,
now, yeah.
Why don't you post
you know
more about
tweet
your dad
right
being
now.
Awesome?
Bow. Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is so, when Danny talking over the song, like,
that's cool, dude. Art.
So good.
Is that an NFT? Can we sell that?
I don't know NFTs how much you can get for the NFTs.
Sell, NFTs like, don't sell anymore.
Dude, we missed our chance.
Yeah.
To sell this.
If we could have just gotten on that smash and grab.
It's like the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Anyway, really good. That's my gripe with almost all of these stupid holidays.
Yeah.
Wow. Not some are better than others. Like, you know, 4th of July.
Oh,
I get that.
Yeah.
Right. That's a date. That's a legit date with meaning. Mm-hmm. But Father's Day, random date to just like, hey, dad, oh, I've been thinking about you. Really? You've been thinking about me? That's why you sent me a text on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because you've been thinking about me.
Guys, it sounds to me like Danny didn't get any good Father's Day presents.
That's what it sounds like. Is it sounds
I
like,
don't want presents. He's not getting I don't that. Want my kids to.
He didn't get the accolades he feels he deserves as the patriarch of his family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
I don't expect any. All right. There should be no expectations. Either I'm a good dad or a bad dad. And if I'm a good dad, then in the future, my kids will text me days other than Father's Day.
Mm.
So that'll be the true test. You want to know if you're a good dad? Your kids try to reach out to you other than Father's Day.
Okay.
Now you know.
All right. Good to know. Sorry. All right. Anything else to touch on before we get to our top stories at this hour?
Danny, are you a pro Mother's Day?
No, I'm not pro Mother's Day either. And by the way, I love my mom.
Yes. Okay.
But I am totally
it's
pro mom.
It's all the other moms I that you don't recognize. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to give credence to any of
them. Yeah, why would I?
Okay.
Tyson, I before we move on, I am curious. When you say popping rope, that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Popping rope.
Yeah.
What is the action taking place there?
So you're lighting a fire. There's a rope across the top up high with a flag that goes up when the rope snaps after burning through.
I was trying
to build a fire. And then once the rope kind of pops as it, because it's
that makes sense.
Tension on it. So once it burns through it,
popping
and then the flag ropes, jumps up. Yeah.
I thought what I've never seen fire with the rope other than with the stick that you twist really fast with the bow. You know, it's like maybe you're popping your bowstring as you're making that fire. Mm. Nope. It's a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should check out Survivor, Danny. I think you'd like, I
have watched it with you in it, but I don't remember popping rope.
That's good news, bro. Cause we got more Tyson TV. This is the summer of Tyson 2022.
Yep. Are you busy, Danny?
July 6th. Mark it on your calendar.
July 6th. That's pretty close to the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you should
already
still be have the work off.
Yeah,
should have work off.
Yeah, I should be your favorite because that's an okay holiday.
It's one of your favorite holidays,
mm-hmm.
And your kids are old enough that they can then realize that you have some pretty cool friends.
Yeah,
Danny, you can show them the show and everything.
And there,
nothing impresses my kids.
Yeah, and if there's nothing more American than supporting your greatest American reality TV stars of CBS,
that is true. That is a great point.
I believe that this is actually
Canadian.
Yeah. Are there are Canadians also in this?
Yeah. But it is called the Challenge United States of America.
I guess from American reality shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. So
you don't think your kids are going to be impressed that you know someone on TV, Danny? I beg to differ.
No, they're not impressed.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be stoked.
I was on TV for a very brief time.
Yeah, but that show was boring.
They weren't impressed by that.
But you know, like you were just jogging 100 miles.
I wish we were jogging. You mean power walking?
Power walking 100 miles. And that's where I knew that this was not going to be a smash hit, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
At the fourth episode wants to of watch power walking.
When you could watch
ready,
people
set,
pop and
rock.
Yeah. You can see people popping rope, dude, on the last second buzzer beating.
I can't
the
compete
other
with that.
Rope poppers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of, you know, people living on islands. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is a person who claims to be a real life millionaire stockbroker who is giving up the life of luxury to go live on an island in a life of solitude.
I would love that. That's honestly my only goal is to win the lottery for hundreds of millions, get a private island, and ghost the world.
Hmm.
I still do News AF, but that's about
the... Rob.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Just a quick correction. He has lived there for quite some time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's already been on the island.
In the article I read, he left the life of, you know, cocaine and prostitutes back in the 90s.
In 1997. And he's, yeah,
and now he's been there for so long. I think what I read was that he's now in need of help on this island. He can no longer solo island it.
Mm-hmm. What does he need?
So, you know, if there's any survivors with some free time.
Is he looking for roommates? Rope, yeah.
What's he need?
He did mention that he needed help to do some of these solo island things. Mm-hmm. Things are heavier. He said he fainted here. That's not good. You don't want to faint.
Mm-hmm.
And he's almost 80 years old.
Yeah, that does he own the island?
Does he own the island? I think that he not literally, but you know, figuratively. Yeah, I think he owns the island.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he literally owns the island and he's 80, I'd be willing to go help him in exchange for when he passes on to receive ownership of the island.
Okay, well, here's so what he's offering... looking for. Yeah, go ahead, Danny.
Yeah.
Here you go.
A middle-aged couple. You can't give them full salary.
Hold on. Hold on. This is sounding a little fishy, and I'm not talking about what's for dinner.
A middle-aged couple?
Yeah.
And he can't give them full salary. That's what he said. A middle-aged
couple.
Yeah.
He can't give them full salary?
Can't give them full salary, but he needs them to have skills, island skills, which, by the way, both of you probably have island skills.
Sure, I know we can figure it out.
Tyson islands, more so than me, I would say.
Rob probably. And I aren't a couple either. Do you think he'd accept us?
Hmm. Yeah, I think he would. Couple is very loose term.
I don't know. It seems he's looking for like a middle-aged couple.
Yeah. What is middle age? Is 42? Is 43 and 42? Is two 43-year-old men a middle-aged couple?
I think that's middle-aged now. Like 100 years ago, middle age was like 13. Mm-hmm. So now it's kind of gone up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's coming back down too, Danny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he has. Don't worry. Rob. He has solar internet connections. Probably better internet there than you have at your house.
Yeah, my internet was down for over 24 hours this weekend. I actually recorded a podcast from a Wegmans this weekend that I was
Is that a bakery?
It's a supermarket.
Wow. In the parking lot or
awesome.
So I was set up at the tables. They have like tables where you can buy food and sit outside.
Yeah, deli tables.
Yeah. And so I was basically like set up just on the Wegmans supermarket Wi-Fi doing a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, he has two mannequins that have been with him on the island for a long time.
Yeah. What was the point of the mannequins to sort of scare vultures away?
No, I know what the mannequins are.
Maybe like cuddle buddies.
Oh, you think?
I'm not. Oh, I didn't go that far. I just said sometimes you just need someone to cuddle,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a mannequin can fill that role.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, he had fallen one day. You mentioned he fainted. He broke his hip. The phones don't work when you need them, and that's why he needs more people. He's recruiting now. Dana, you don't think this is the start of a cult now, here, do you?
He's got the look of a cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's got all the signs, just none of the members.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know. It's good, though. If it is a cult, you want to get in early because you want to be a leader.
Yeah.
Not a follower, as that guy on The Office says.
Mm-hmm.
Says he's... So get in there. Get in early on this cult on the island. And yeah, cool. Tyson. Yeah.
I mean, people, you know, the person that wrote the article said that they spent the day with him and then that they found the utter contentment. They spent the day fishing and the night yarning. Is that spinning yarns? Boring. Or is that knitting?
Both simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Still sounds boring.
Yeah.
He has a book out, by the way.
Yes. The Millionaire's Castaway. So... Yep. I mean, that his thesis is that, you know, half of the marriages fail. You got broken families and kids everywhere. And we wonder why everyone is a bit dysfunctional. Not here. Not on Rich Man's Island.
I don't think his dysfunction is my type of dysfunction.
Hmm.
So I don't know how well I'd fit as a middle-aged hand helper over there.
Okay.
There's just no way you can live alone that long and be... I don't know.
He does get the internet.
Be good company.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he do with it, though?
Does he leave the islands? How did he find out about the satellite internet? Because it wasn't available in 1997.
Dude, his eyebrows are so long, they cover his vision.
Hmm.
Like, I'm looking, but he's got an amazing Santa beard and hair.
Yeah.
Bleached white. Probably has that luscious head of hair just from living on the island. He should be pitching that angle.
So he does do a yearly grocery shopping.
Once a year?
Once a year.
Once a year.
Does he have a garden that gets him produce and everything? Because once a year doesn't seem enough.
Doesn't seem like enough. Yeah, he does some hunting and gathering. Yeah. He says that there are bush cherries, wongai plums, native capers, coconuts, and acidic beech almonds. That doesn't sound that good.
No, capers.
That doesn't sound that good.
This is a caper, if you ask me.
I'm probably not signing up unless I get the island at the end of it all.
So,
I'm looking at the island.
Yeah.
No,
not like
no coconut trees, island. No beach, no reef.
This is Cape York Peninsula.
He doesn't talk about coconuts.
It's what?
Cape York Peninsula is what it's called.
Cape York Peninsula.
Yeah. It's off the coast of North Queensland.
York. Oh, okay.
Tyson, if you don't want to work for him, you could just get a posse and go storm his island.
Yeah. Do you think that Danny, this was a bad thing to announce that you feel like that pirates are on their way there as we speak?
Oh, I see. There's tons of little teeny islands. There's tons of little teeny islands. It looks like
he's
probably
got one of those gems.
It's probably pretty tropical.
Yeah. He does have the two mannequins and they are dressed like women, Tyson.
Who are?
The mannequins he has are dressed like women. Yeah.
Oh, good. I was like, I'll go, but the mannequins need to be dressed like women.
If he asked you to move the mannequins, would you touch them? If that was one of your jobs, like, hey, could you move Miranda? And I can't remember the name.
Miranda.
Samantha.
Miranda and Phyllis. Can you move Miranda and Phyllis into my bedroom? Would you be like,
wow, timeless.
That's where I draw the line. I'm not touching those.
I would probably...
Can I have a long sleeve shirt and a pair of gloves?
Yeah, with a stick. Just push them with a stick.
Yeah.
Roll them on the sand.
Does he go fishing?
Oh.
He fishes. So,
of course he fishes. Yeah. He's surrounded by water.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like his house is made of garbage that floated up on his beach, though.
Yeah.
Good. Very resourceful.
So there you go.
Well, I like everything except for if he's unwilling or cannot pay someone's salary, then he's definitely not a multimillionaire.
I think he's more unwilling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tyson, that's how millionaires stay millionaires.
They don't pay full salaries. Yeah.
Oh, no.
My guess is he'll have you work there for a while, then report you to the authorities for not having a visa.
Or get you out there and then eat you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or
sacrifice you to Miranda and Phyllis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so we'll see if more and more millionaires try to escape the rat race, start their own islands.
I mean, I think a lot of them are escaping the rat race, but I don't think they're starting their own islands. Some of them are.
Yeah, what
some
are they doing? Some of them are
just moving to the suburbs.
There was an exodus of millionaires or billionaires to New Zealand for a while until they're like, hey, we don't want any more billionaires.
Yeah, we
New
have
Zealand.
Enough billionaires.
They would
we
have a no more get- billionaires rule?
Yeah, you could go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they
kind
of said we don't want any more.
What if you got rid of like some of your money? Could you come?
Get down under a billion.
Yeah.
Well, every politician has a price. So I think, maybe you give them some of those billions, but they publicly announced, hey, stop coming over here and buying our property.
Yeah. They didn't like it.
Yeah.
So don't try that.
All right. Danny, I saw this story and I thought of you. Okay. There was a couple that was having a happy wedding. That's not the part that made me think of Danny. Okay. And they were they were getting married at a house, and there was a neighbor who for some reason seemed furious about the wedding happening. And so what she did was she started taking out her weed whacker and whacking weeds here to try to create enough noise to disrupt the wedding.
Makes sense. First of all, parking, probably couldn't even get out of her own house. Mm-hmm. So I can understand the frustration. And speaking of bad neighbors, my neighbor did mow the lawn and she knows the law. So she cut it off right at 10:30. She mowed her lawn up until 10:30. That just to me is such antisocial behavior. Worse than this. This mm-hmm. is a one-off, right? Yeah. But every week, just about, it's like at night. I don't know why. And I have opportunities to talk to her. I see her all the time, but yeah. I just can't. I don't want it. I don't want the
drama. What would you say?
I'd rather just live in rage.
How has it I played ask out her, in your head?
Why do you mow the lawn at night? Even in December. It's not a heat thing because I've seen her in December mow her lawn when mm-hmm. there's no grass growing and she mows it at night.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's obviously not a heat issue. Why?
And it's a loud gas-powered lawnmower.
Yes, full on. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know, but this by the way, if I any day of the week, if I had a wedding at my house, which I would never do, I don't.
I've been to a wedding at your house, and it was your own wedding.
You got married at your
my
house,
parents' house, not my house. My parents' house.
But and no neighbors were kind of weed whacking.
Well, it wouldn't matter because they live too far away. But okay. If you got married in this house, a neighbor will be mowing the lawn. Mm-hmm. It's just like something that happens all summer long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, this person was, you know, this, let me see. There's a TikTok of this. I mean, let me see if I could play the video or play the audio. I have some audio to see if I can play any of this. Okay. So this is the second the bride's song comes on. Okay. Here comes, see if you can hear when the weed whacker, it seems like this was intentional. The bride is walking down the aisle. You hear some of that weed whack?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear a lot of it now.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Woo.
Yeah. This TikToker in question called this woman a Karen.
A Karen.
The Karen now describes anyone who annoys you or does something antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I was kind of picturing something similar. I thought like the Karen while he's like, do you so-and-so? And right as he says, she's like, rah, rah.
Yeah.
I like to kind of like cover up the names, mm-hmm. ruin the ceremony. Perhaps they won't even legally get married because they can't hear or respond appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I don't know. Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah.
She can weed whack her lawn.
She can. Okay. Maybe does she hate the neighbors? Is that what the problem is?
Probably just hates the hopefulness of youth. You know, like,
hope,
there's big future. She's like this cynical,
she's been jilted.
Life has dragged her down.
Yeah.
She's been jilted. She's like, if I can't be happy, then no one.
Yeah. What about that? Should she have been invited?
Maybe.
Oh, but yeah. That's probably another thing.
This seems like a thing where it's like, we're having a wedding. Please just bear with us. The wedding is this time, this day, for this amount of time. Thank you for your cooperation and, you know, we're a neighborhood type of deal.
Yeah. We're all in this wedding together.
We're all in this wedding together in some capacity by not ruining it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not about that. She was like, I want to ruin this thing.
Yeah. One commenter on TikTok asked if there was beef if there was any smoke between them and the neighbor. And the user who posted the clip said there was no reason for the Karen to be rude.
Wow.
Well, if there's no beef, then I feel like she's not necessarily being rude.
Maybe she just didn't know.
Maybe she wanted one.
Yeah.
Did she not? She wanted beef?
Yeah.
She didn't know there was a wedding going on. It may be that. Because could somebody run over and be like, I'll weed whack it myself for you after. Just put the thing down and leave.
That's what you told me to do to my neighbors. Like, hey, I'll mow your lawn. Then I was like, that's probably a good idea, but I don't want to do that.
But it's super passive aggressive and they are not going to allow that. You're going to be like, this is how the conversation goes, Danny. Mm-hmm. Hey, so I noticed you mow the lawn really late at night and it's probably because you work all day and that's the only time you can do it. So if you want, I'll just mow it like in the morning when I mow my own lawn and that'll work out. So if I could just help you, that'd be great.
Oh, really? Then, you'd mow the lawn for me?
No, that's not how it goes. Be like, you think I can't mow it in other times of the day? Like, that's what's going on internally.
What do you think? I can't mow the lawn because I'm a woman?
Exactly. And you're like, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. And then
said 10:30. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I heard.
I'm calling the HOA.
There's no HOA.
By the way, this is now the wedding, which was going to be a boring bore. Mm-hmm. Is now everyone had something to talk about. Do you remember when you got married?
You went to the weed whacker wedding.
Normal.
Yeah.
The weed whacker lady. Oh, dude, whatever happened to her? Oh, she cut both her ankles off with the weed whacker.
Whoa.
I don't know. Could be her future. I don't know.
Do you think that maybe
you can attach blades to weed?
Do you think she used to date the groom that got married?
Oh,
is that possible?
Or they were just sneaking over the fence.
That would be beef, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was maybe the neighbor was his first love.
Yeah, that could be.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like rubbing it in her face, getting married right where she and not inviting her.
Right where they used to.
It's messed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they got married on the spot where they
both lost their relationship, virginity together at exactly the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's messed up.
Wow. This is
gnarly now. Yeah. That is.
Yep. Tyson, you and I had been talking about drones recently. We were talking about the Walmart drones were going to be really starting to get a big push. Amazon is not far off. Their drones are coming to towns. However, locals seem to want to shoot the Amazon drones.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, not Why? Really. But if they're spying
I was
on
gonna
us,
say,
are they spying on
they're
us?
They're not spying.
They're not looking in our windows.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they're refreshing your sock supply.
Yeah, Amazon doesn't need to look in your windows. They've got devices already on the inside.
They know.
They know what's going on. Point, yeah, they've got cameras and microphones. They don't need to look in the windows.
If I'm a teenager, and I'm seeing these drones, I'm definitely trying to throw a water balloon at one of them. Or something
yeah, that's
that
true.
Effect.
Teenagers.
How high do they fly?
Doesn't matter. We'll use a water balloon launcher.
A catapult?
Actually, that's a good question. But yeah. I'm sure they fly pretty high. And all those kids who recently have been drawing tons of dongs all over the city here.
Wait, what's been happening?
Those kids... Yeah, kids have been drawing tons of dongs. Just yesterday when I finished my run, there were two or three spectacular dongs. Very hairy, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those types of kids, they will be chucking rocks at Amazon drones.
Hmm.
But so I think adults shooting, if you're shooting into the air, maybe the lady who weed whacks during a wedding is shooting drones, but that's just reckless. You're going to get arrested. You can't do that. Who people are admitting to wanting to do that, but get their name on a list right now.
A watch list, the no fly list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not saying I want to. I
don't want to. Should be on the no shoot list.
But I can understand that there are people that are wanting to. Mm-hmm. There's just a temptation for hoodlums to.
It seems like it's two things based on this article. One, it's like, okay, well, people troublemakers want to do that. But also that there seems to be people that feel like that there is like a that they are like have a righteous cause that the Amazon drone Amazon has too much money. These drones are taking away jobs and I'm sticking it to the man by shooting the Amazon drone.
Become a drone repairman. So you were a driver. Now you're repairing the drones. After
that's good.
Down by your previous co-workers.
By yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson's just worried that they're going to be peeping through his window and spying his dad bod, maybe taking salacious pictures.
I'm not really worried about that. I'm not worried about any of it, except for, you know, that South Park episode about the drones where like everybody has a drone and then there's drones to police the drones.
The
entire sky is just filled with like thousands and thousands of drones at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the world I don't want to live in.
Yeah,
I've been pooped on by a bird. Three times in my life.
Three times.
Would you prefer that?
If the sky is filled with drones, I can assume safely that I'll be hit by three drones in the remainder of my life falling from the sky or dropping their package.
And which would you prefer? Like a toilet or something? Yeah, the poop.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the poop, but it just seems like the real concern here is crashing, dropping packages, batteries dying. As someone who flies a lot of drones, I can tell you there's tons of potential for property loss and personal damage.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, too, is that we've heard that Amazon was going to come out with drones before. We've probably covered an Amazon drone story on this podcast years ago.
Sure.
And to our knowledge, no progress was ever made there. This is the same. We're not going to see drones and Walmart drones. What's going to happen is they're like, want to see a drone in action? Deliver your package. Pull up to the Walmart parking lot within 100 feet of the building and we'll fly it straight to your sunroof.
Yeah, that does make sense. I can see that being like as far as it goes.
Yeah. It's just a gimmick right now. And they keep saying it's like all the other stuff. It's like the Cybertruck. And
plus,
like,
it's going to be so embarrassing when the drone flies and everyone's watching it because it's carrying the newest model of the Sexbot 10,000. And everyone's like, where's it going? Mm-hmm. And then it lands right on your doorstep.
I think they send that in discreet packaging, Danny.
Like the gold bricks I've been buying every other week.
Yeah. Oh, you buy gold bricks over the mail?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying there's a potential for embarrassment because your package is fully exposed as it flies through the air.
Yeah.
And you can see exactly what your neighbors are buying.
I don't know. These packages are all pretty standard. I think it's still safe. It's still safe, Danny. Yeah.
So, okay. I'm just trying to come up with all... We're brainstorming here. Like, what are some of the shortcomings of drone delivery?
What kind of camera can we get on this drone? Can the camera get a picture of the person who's shooting at the drone? Can we...
What if they shoot back?
Boy.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is just the Wild West.
Or swoop. They just swoop, dude. Swoop.
Like, dude, I had a drone swoop me. It was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had my own drone swooping at me.
You did it to yourself?
Well, yeah. So I said it to track me. I was just trusting it. And it came at me at like 20 miles an hour. And I was like, whoa.
Did it? Would it have hit you?
Stopped right before it got to me. I have footage of it coming after me.
Sounds
and I
gotta
say, a swoop is enough. If you want to be afraid, spinning blades swooping towards you, that'll work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, please, everybody, keep those Amazon drones in the sky. We got a lot of packages to get. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Don't shoot my package.
Right. Please. Okay. How about this? Okay, this is a story about a man that Danny might find relatable. Okay, now, a lot of people historically have gotten, a real addiction to Coke. Mm-hmm. But what is seldom explored is when people have an addiction to Pepsi. And
we never even thought about that.
Right. Nobody is ever trying to kick a Pepsi habit, but one man. His name is Andy Curry. Mm-hmm. And he's 41 years old.
Okay.
Might look like that he is a man who is drinking copious amounts of Pepsi. He says that he has spent $8,500 a year on Pepsi.
Yeah. That's his water.
9 liters a day of Pepsi.
Wow. That's really strong work.
9 liters. That is, wow.
You can't quit at that point. You can't quit at that point.
I could pound 2 liters a day easy in the summer.
No.
But 9 liters.
Danny could not. He says he can, but listen to me. I've been to Danny's house when he was a bachelor. And he would do like gaming things where he'd have all his friends over to play Halo or poker or something. And the number one decorative part of this house was half drinking cans of Pepsi all over, like literally all over, like every place you could set a can of soda. There was a half old expired half drinking can of soda because Danny would never drink the
makes
can.
It exciting.
Yeah. And all like the worst stuff on the bottom.
Pepsi.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd walk in and there'd be like 75 half drinking cans of Pepsi.
But I quit Pepsi because of that very reason. You can't finish a can. It's been scientifically proven that Pepsi's too sweet to finish. That's why this guy is such a rare thing.
That guy doesn't look like a guy who drinks nine.
They said that the blind taste test between Coke and Pepsi, what they found out was that while people could preferred Pepsi, it was because up front it was sweeter. But in a later test, they found that people were less likely to finish a can of Pepsi compared to a can of Coke because the sweetness became overwhelming as you drank an entire can.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's really drinking 9 liters. If we go back to that Tom Brady story where he said he was drinking 2 gallons of water a day and doctors were like, you can't drink that much. You will die.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that people are estimating that he has had 219,000 cans of Pepsi. And he only started in his 20s. You would think he would start earlier.
No, his parents probably didn't allow soda in the house. As soon as he was set off free to his own devices, he just like chugged that stuff.
Yeah. He is a British man. He is married. And his wife is 39. He's married to Pepsi. Pepsi is his first love. His wife is his second. So he estimates that he spends about $25 a day on Pepsi.
Yeah. How does this become a news story?
Yeah. And how do they, if there's no way to fact check this, then it shouldn't be in the news anyways. It's like Danny could call up and be like, hey, I drink a 35 liters of Pepsi.
Well, here's where the story takes a turn.
Tyson eats 15.
All right. So his doctors warned him. He was 266 pounds. His doctors warned him, hey, you may become diabetic. So what do you do? How do you kick the Pepsi habit? No. No.
Diet Coke.
No. Colder.
Coke.
No.
Water.
Hypnosis. Colder
ice creams.
Hypnosis. Yes.
Obviously.
Okay. All right. So he went to a London-based hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
And after one hypnotherapy session, he was able to drink water for the first time in 2 decades. So that's I think, even the bigger part of the story. Not just that he drank 9 liters of Pepsi a day, was that he didn't drink water in 2 decades?
Yeah, but
you know what's interesting?
If you're getting 9 liters of Pepsi, and there's a lot of water in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what's interesting, I came across an article the other day, and I'm wondering if that's what led to this article. And it was one of those really dumb articles where the newsroom's having a slow day, so someone's like, hey, this was a question someone put on Reddit. All of a sudden, Reddit is the front page of news.
I think that's what it's
called. And what it was about, right? The front page of the internet.
Yeah.
So what it was a woman who said she was a nurse and she treated a lady who had only had Mountain Dew and didn't like the taste of water. And it sparked a conversation among Redditors over, you know, people who thought, oh, that's the most disgusting thing in the world. Who doesn't drink water? To people who said, I've had nothing but something other than water my entire life because water tastes disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if that's what led to this story, because that story was interesting. A lot of people drink just soda instead of water or lemonade or whatever because they find plain water to be pretty gross.
Pretty gross. Do you think this was triggering for him to do this photo shoot around all this Pepsi?
No, because he's back on the Peps, bro.
No, he's not. He drinks water and healthy drinks now.
His wife probably catches him in the closet, a belt around his neck, a 2-liter Pepsi in
his
hand.
He could fall off the wagon?
I'm with Tyson. I have a hard time believing. Well, maybe. I don't know much about hypnosis, but it just seems wacky that he could kick that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But or he's maybe the toughest man alive.
I also think that if he was drinking that much Pepsi and all the stuff that is in those sodas, that his body is going to go through some sort of
withdrawals.
Withdrawals. No, for sure. Like and this is just hearsay, but it's direct from a source that it happened to. I went in for like a physical for one of the seasons of Survivor or something. And one of the nurses was like, she said that she was training for a marathon and she wanted to get her personal record on a marathon.
A PR.
She drank a PR. So she was drinking a lot of Diet Coke. Every day she was drinking Diet Coke, a couple cans of Diet Coke every day. And so to maximize her potential to get a PR, she quit drinking Diet Coke. She said within days, her legs swelled so unbearably much that it was painful. And she had to go to the doctor and do all this stuff. And they said that her body was getting like sodium and electrolytes from Diet Pepsi. And when she stopped drinking it, she wasn't replacing that with something else, and her body had an adverse reaction.
Do you think that this story might be fake, Tyson? Do you think that this is not a true story?
It's a story?
Yeah. Are you buying this?
I don't think he's drinking that much Pepsi. No. I think it's impossible physically to intake that much Pepsi every day.
You think the hypnotist is in on this fake news?
No, I don't doubt that part of it is true, or it's like half truth, or like... But
yeah, we need to send in Scotland Yard.
Send in Scotland Yard to find out.
Yeah, we need to get to the bottom of this.
You think he's Jack the Ripper?
Is that the only thing they've ever investigated?
Jack the Sipper.
No.
The Jack the Sipper.
I think they're still around. We got to send them in.
Yeah. Okay.
Get to the bottom of this Pepsi addiction.
So good. This is such a great transition to talk about. One other story to talk about here today about a viral trend on TikTok. Healthy Coke. Okay. David, are you listening?
This is everywhere.
This is everywhere. Healthy Coke. Tyson, have you heard about Healthy Coke?
Is it a new one? Because they used to have like some sodas that had like vitamin B added, like 7 Up.
This is homemade.
Coke that you can make in your home. Okay. All you need is ice.
Yep.
Seltzer water.
Yep.
And balsamic vinegar.
No.
And you can make homemade Coke, healthy Coke.
I don't doubt that this looks like Coca-Cola.
Okay.
It doesn't taste like Coca-Cola.
Well, Tyson and Danny, I have a surprise for you. Okay.
Yeah.
I have assembled all of the ingredients to produce healthy Coke.
And you're gonna do it?
And I'm willing to do that live here on the podcast.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Let's
All right, give me one moment to go and bring in my visual demonstration, okay?
Okay, I can't wait. Science. Danny, are you excited?
Yeah, I think this is better than him doing like Tide Pods on air.
Yeah.
Out of all the TikTok trends we've talked about,
this is the safest.
One's the safe one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's going to look nice. I think it's going to look exactly like a Coca-Cola if you add enough balsamic vinegar to it. But it's not going to taste like Coke.
The article says, and Tyson, like Rob was reporting, this is everywhere. I saw this on every news site everywhere. And this person says that it did have a Coke-like taste, you know, but
the balsamic vinegar does? Okay. Yeah, somebody actually, Heather here in the chat says, doesn't taste like Coke, but it is surprisingly refreshing.
Refreshing. Okay. All right. All right, so I hope you don't mind. I brought myself up in the main screen here on YouTube. Okay, so I have here. Okay,
this is exciting.
I have a glass.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I see that.
I have the balsamic vinegar. From Wegmans. That. Okay. Site of a recent podcast. I have also a Wegmans plain seltzer water, and I have ice. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Here we go.
So let me start off with the ice.
Yeah, ice first.
You mix?
Wait, let me look at the ingredients. Let me look at the, make sure that you're doing that right.
Okay.
Yeah, ice first. Yep.
Ice first. Okay.
Yes.
Now go to the balsamic here.
Is that what they say?
A splash. Yeah, we're not measuring it exactly. Okay. Now, I think this is gonna fizz
up. That's good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and that was bigger than a splash.
Yeah, we talked about how, like, on flights that the Diet Coke gets too fizzy. I hope this isn't going to really slow down the podcast while we're waiting for the foam to die down.
Yeah, make what sure if this
it
is a
goes
prank?
All over your shirt.
Is this a prank?
Poof, okay. It explodes in your face.
Okay, good. The club soda did not explode all over here.
Hear
okay.
That pop, yeah.
Yeah, and then let me pour this on camera, okay? I didn't bring a spoon or anything. Do I have to stir it?
Stir it. It looks like it's going to need some stirring.
Here, I do. Let me get a stirrer.
Yeah, you have to stir it.
Okay. Yeah. Because we need that to look like Coke before Healthy Coke. Who would have thunk? Danny, is it our time?
I don't think it's true.
Is it our time to strike and bottle this and sell it before somebody else does?
Well, let's wait to see what Rob says before I invest millions that I don't have. Okay. Now's a great time to borrow money too.
It's a really good.
Okay, so I stirred it. I don't know if you could hear it. I definitely got some fizz.
Ooh, that sounds like a
pre-movie looks like commercial. A soda. Okay. And
it's a little ASMR action.
Oh yeah. That is. Keep that going.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right, are you ready? I'm gonna try this. Okay.
I'm ready.
I heard it smells bad. It's not overwhelming. Not overpowerful. Okay. Nice.
Here you go.
Cheers, everybody.
Picture Coca-Cola as you drink.
Kind of
that's pretty gross.
Okay. What does it need? More Coca-Cola?
Less balsamic vinegar.
Okay. Would it be refreshing if there was just a splash instead of a spoonful like you put in there?
You think I put too much?
Yeah. Does it taste overpowering?
It's not precise. That's the problem with the recipe. Not precise.
It's not precise. Yeah, I don't know what I would do this for. Like, if I wanted soda, I think I'd rather just have the plain club soda.
Yeah. Okay. So
maybe it'll really clean out your system.
Oh, another sip.
It sounds refreshing.
It does sound refreshing.
Look at it. I'm more worried it's going to clean out my tooth enamel.
Yeah. It's definitely going to do that because it's got a lot of acidity to it. Yeah. Soda.
And I'm not out on the balsamic. Like, I'll put it on a salad. Yeah. Splash is not a measurable amount. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wouldn't consider this to be.
He's going back to it.
Like, it's not like totally disgusting, but it's not pleasurable.
I think if you drink it with a straw, then you can bypass the enamel damage a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah, but then you wrinkle your lips. You're going to have to get Botox on your lips.
I will say that I feel like that the first sip was the worst.
Now you're warming up to it. Your body expected something, even though you knew that
maybe it's sort of like mentally, all right, I'm expecting a Coke here. All right, here we go. Yeah.
The person on this article, insider.com, they added sugar.
Yeah, you got to add a lot of sugar. Wedge. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Of course.
Yeah. That's Coke's secret ingredient too is sugar.
Yeah. I'll say overall. Yeah. Definitely the worst sip was the first.
Uh-huh. Would it be better with a lot of sugar?
I mean,
not healthy Coke. I feel like,
I don't think anything is going to prepare you for that. The first sip of the healthy Coke. But I think once you've been exposed to the vinegar, doesn't taste. Yeah. I would say maybe it's maybe closest to if you had like a super watered down Coke with just like too much ice in it that doesn't really,
gross.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. Could you drink 9 liters of this a day for the rest of your life?
Maybe I could drink 9 liters of this like over the course of the rest of my life, but probably not a day. So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't recommend it, but, you know, it's not like I don't think I'm going to vomit before the end of the podcast.
Well, Thomas in the chat said,
Tyson, can you
drink it in the middle of the desert? If you drink it in the middle of the desert, it tastes better.
I Venmo'd you some money when we talked about investing. Can you just send that back to me?
You want all of it or just half of it?
Yeah, just send it all back. I don't think I'm interested in...
Too late. Investing. I already have.
You already spent it on t-shirts.
Yeah, on t-shirts on marketing. I spent all of it on marketing.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'll save the rest of this for my salad later. Okay.
Good.
All right.
So, how about this, Rob?
Yeah.
Mouthful of dry salad. Sip of balsamic vinegar drink.
Mm-hmm. A chaser of olive oil, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could add olive oil to the beverage.
Oh, maybe put some olive oil in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep drinking from it.
No, this is the rest of the ice. I put the club soda.
I only heard the ice as I was reading the article.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You've given it up.
Yeah. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
I'm yearning.
Okay.
We all
yearn.
All right, here we go. Danny Bryson's world famous bolt hole. Oh, I forgot the sound effects aren't working right now. All right, Danny. Tyson, could you give us the live version?
Welcome to my bolt hole.
Bow, now, now, now.
I think you're gonna like it.
Bow, now, now, now.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Bow.
I belong here. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I was helping my parents move. This is last summer in the hottest month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the things that I did was, it's a lot of junk. You collect a lot of junk. And we talked about actually people who do death cleanings. Remember, like as they get older, they throw away stuff so that their relatives don't have to deal with it.
So kind.
So I was kind of doing that. Mm-hmm. I was like throwing away all the stuff I deemed to be.
You were getting a head start. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And one of the things I threw away was this giant case. It was probably 6 feet by 4 feet filled. It was a cabinet filled with VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw it away, just put it in the dumpster. And now I may have thrown away
thousands, gold,
basically.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars because this article, which you may have seen, a VHS copy of Back to the Future just sold for $75,000.
Yeah. Now, again, this must have been in the original packaging, right? Were you throwing away like a bunch of VHS tapes?
Some of them were actually in those big kind of like, I don't know how to describe them, like air bubble plastic. Yeah,
oh, those are the really valuable ones.
Yeah, the Disney ones.
Yeah, and that's what this is in. It's in one of those poofy cases. Yeah, I threw a bunch of, and they were all old school 80s and 70s. Like we talked about a lot of them. Labyrinth, mm-hmm. Maybe some Mad Max, Return to Oz, Kroll. Mm-hmm. Just all of the greats. In my mind, I never thought I should be investing in VHS.
Yeah.
In my mind, I thought, where would you even play this?
Thinking ahead of saying like, hey, I need videos in NFT, when in reality, you needed videos in 80s VHS.
I know. Mm-hmm. Where do you even get? My parents, I think I threw out like two or three TVs with built-in VHS players. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got rid of the means to even watch the videos, got rid of the videos that probably threw away $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Over $1 million.
I could have invested that in Rob's healthy Coke elixir
mm-hmm.
that Tyson and I were going to start.
I didn't invent
but
it.
But now I don't have the money.
Yeah.
I don't have
it's
the seed
first
money.
To market. If we can be first to market, Rob, that doesn't matter if we invent it or
not. You live in the right neighborhood, have your kids start a healthy Coke stand.
Mm.
Well, that actually... Rob, you just gave me a great idea. My kids want to do lemonade stands, and I spend much of my day persuading them not to. What I could have done is taken all these VHS tapes and had them sell those on the side of the road.
Yeah, Tyson, do you know how refreshing a healthy Coke would be out there in the Arizona heat?
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is keeping it cool, because the minute you put it out on your lemonade stand, it's already 105 degrees.
It's true.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. Go raid your parents' house. Man. Don't tell them what you're up to.
Boy, these Back to the Future VHS tapes are so valuable. If we only had the means to go back to 1985 and buy all of the pristine Back to the Future VHS tapes, and if we could go back in time and bring them back to the year 2022... We could be millionaires.
Yeah.
Millionaires
kind of shady
even.
About this.
Yeah.
So the guy who sold this, he listed the tape originally on eBay.
Okay.
Then he took it down because he received an overwhelming response. That's when he reached out to Heritage Auctions in Dallas to conduct a proper sale. That is lame, because someone on eBay put a winning bid on that for that tape and the guy withdrew it. Is that even... That just seems really...
That's a party foul in my book.
Yeah, it's
such a hard party foul.
One star review.
He did that.
Yeah.
He didn't know what he had, right? So he put it up on eBay. And instead of just saying, oh man, I wish I would have done more, He's like, oh my gosh, this is valuable. These people who I promised this tape to, never
You're
mind.
You're honor bound to sell it. Yeah.
That's stupid. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, he's $75,000.
One star seller.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he should. All those people should go give him one star. And it wasn't even
one
mint.
Star bombing him. Mint. Yeah. Not mint.
No, near mint.
Near mint.
Wow.
Near mint condition.
Wow. Boy, okay.
Sitting on gold. Mm-hmm. We might all be sitting on gold. That's it. That's what I
I'm never throwing out anything again.
Right?
Colleen says that the package, she thinks the package was unopened. So maybe it still had the plastic.
Oh, no, it was sealed. It was sealed. It was in the plastic.
But not mint.
It was just near, no, but, because probably a corner was dinged or something.
Near mint.
Mm.
Yeah, near mint.
Near mint. Okay.
Wow. All
it's right. Weird that you would have this and not have opened it.
Well, you just lost it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I have to say,
his couch
over the weekend. So I had no internet over the weekend and I have like no media anymore. Mm-hmm. I listened to Marie Kondo and she was like, throw it out. You don't need this stuff. It's in the cloud. And then it's like, my kids just stared at me. And it's like, Dad, why don't we have anything? Why don't we have anything? I'm like, maybe I could hook up a VCR and maybe you could watch like home movies when I was a kid or something. That's it. We don't have anything else.
Well, you had no, you have no books.
I have no books.
To read a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have books. The kids don't have books.
Desperate times.
Mm-hmm.
Cause for,
yeah. Know, here's a book, kid. Manners. Yeah. I mean, they have like kids books.
What is this, Dad?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were SOL. Book.
Art supplies.
Yeah.
No art supplies.
I think there were some art supplies.
You got Legos.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were literally things that they could have done, but.
Rob, I know what you went through. Yeah. I'm being lame because I could just put, if my kids didn't have the internet, they would assume they had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things I just mentioned have no value without the internet. And I don't know why, but it's true.
Yes.
I should talk to my mom. She's here right now. And I have the original three Star Wars on VHS in a box set. It was opened, but it's the original, not the edited.
Oh, not the special edition.
Yeah.
Do you know? Do you have a shrink wrapper? That's what they're called. You just re-shrink wrap.
Man, that would
it's
be great.
In the plastic. You don't have to say it was once out of the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart.
Now, Tyson, when you talk to your mom, don't tell her what Danny said about Mother's Day.
No, I won't.
Don't tell her that. She'll be very upset.
I will not.
Yeah. All right.
But give her a hug, and then you don't have to worry about Mother's Day. You're covered.
You're covered.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. So you're saying Mother's Day every day of the year?
Yeah, every day, as long as you know it's feasible. So yeah, every day of the year should be Mother's Day if you like your mom.
Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
So, I'm going on hopefully on some adventures later this week. It's never a sure thing, but gonna try and go out and ski some big old mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Get on.
Got so much snow. Still up north. So lots of opportunities.
So where are you going to go?
Other than that, well, I don't want to say, Tyson, last time I said everything and you were like, oh, you just gave away everything. No one needs to watch your videos now. So
and
now
did they like, stop? Did they not anything. Tune in?
No, actually the video did pretty well.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So it helps to give us a little taste
of what's
going on.
You preheated the oven is what you're saying, Danny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
did. It, well, no, because your advice was not to. Do that.
Oh,
you always have secret things going on, Tyson, and that's your way of dragging people along.
Mm-hmm.
You always have secret events.
Sure.
Yeah,
I can't talk about a surprise birthday party that I'm going to on.
No, but you always have surprise events. Like the birthday party is just one of many. You've always got these things.
Well, this weekend is Bergen's birthday party, and all she's wanted for her birthday is to ride a horse. So we are taking her to ride a horse.
Oh, nice. That's easy.
And yeah. And then, so we're just going to buy a horse, let her ride it, and then give it away.
No, you're not buying a horse. Are you really?
No,
that's not real.
Okay. That's not real. And then we're driving to Utah on Sunday, Danny, which is your home state.
So I need to find some excuse to leave Utah on Sunday.
Sunday to Wednesday. And then
what are you doing up here? Secret stuff?
No, we're going up for Rachel's family reunion at Bear Lake, but we're going to spend a few days at Wolf Creek Ranch.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be,
it doesn't have any wolves. Don't worry, Rob.
Oh, no, that was close.
Yeah. No wolves, yeah. Just elk.
Yeah.
And Tyson, last week on the podcast, Danny, preemptively wished you a happy birthday.
Yeah. And, oh yeah. My birthday was a couple days ago.
Yeah. And
I was so glad.
I said, like, I'm going to wait for the real day. And now I feel so, so dumb. Like such a bad friend that I did not send you a message. Well, look, no excuses. Okay.
Okay.
How was your birthday?
It was fine.
Yes.
I prefer an understated birthday, and it was that.
Okay.
So I liked that.
Okay. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob wanted to make sure that that's what happened. That's why he didn't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Rob, can you pull up the most famous 43-year-old reality star?
Yeah, let's just check in real quick, okay? Who are the most famous 33-year-old reality?
43.
No, 43.
What did I say, 33?
Okay. Yeah.
Wishful thinking, am I right? Okay.
That was at the beginning of this podcast when we first started.
This episode or News AF? Yeah.
News AF in general.
Okay. All right. Of course, the most famous 43-year-old reality star is... that's actually celebrity, but it's Kim Kardashian. Maybe, you know, bad luck on us.
Yeah, she is.
Bad luck on us to have the most, maybe most famous celebrity also 43 years old. So, you know, hold on. And then, okay, most famous 43-year-old reality star. Okay, so that's the most famous 43-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. You want to know if you're in the... Let's see. Is Tyson on the list of the most famous 43-year-olds?
I don't know. Well, the list is long enough, of course.
Yeah. It's a tough list to crack.
Okay? That's a very famous year.
It's a very famous year. Okay. James Corden, Andy Samberg, Usher, John Legend, the list goes on and on. CM Punk. Okay.
Yep.
Have to outlive a lot of these people.
Oh yeah.
Smart.
So let me go to myself. Okay. And then I could see on the list of 43-year-old reality stars, of course, you know, Kourtney Kardashian is number one. I'm not sure what happened to Kim. So Tyson, you are reporting in at number 26, according to famousbirthdays.com. The list is off. The list is off because
there's people in front of me nobody's heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Including, and I am on the list at number 39. Number 39 of most famous 43-year-old reality stars.
Cracked the top 40.
Still holding on. Still holding on. And the list only goes up to 48.
Woo!
48 people.
Tyson's at the top of my list.
Yeah. Yeah,
number one.
Yes.
Wow. Above Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys can share it.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Yes. You know who the number one survivor is on this list?
Stephen Fishback?
No, he's not even on the list.
Who?
Amber Mariano.
Oh, okay. Where is she coming at?
18. And Christy Smith from my season of Survivor is as somehow at 22 on the list.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So this list hasn't really been updated since 2002.
Yeah. This website might be cracked at this point.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out after the challenge, United States of America.
Mm-hmm. USA challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tyson, anything else you want to tell people to check out?
Nope. That's it.
Yeah. I apologize. I don't want to get emails. Kim Kardashian is 41. Danny was correct.
The list was wrong.
Yes. I'm sorry. Kourtney Kardashian is 43.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apologize.
We got it.
I apologize. Okay. All right. There you go, everybody. Of course, you know, check out everything else we're doing over at robhasawebsite.com. I got to watch Naked and Afraid XL this week.
Oh, so they're only taking people with extra large genitalia now?
That's what you would think. It's all stars.
What does the XL stand for?
It's all stars. It's extra. The season is extra long, Danny.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been.
Danny, you love the wilderness. You love being outdoors. Maybe Naked and Afraid might be the next adventure for you.
Yeah.
They're too
or watching
too
it.
Exposed to nature.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just like hard to watch. Just the mosquitoes. The thought of the mosquitoes alone is very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay. So you check that out. Okay. All right. And then also, Danny, you might, that the podcast that I recorded over the weekend was I watched 1997's Face Off.
Ooh, that's a great film where they pull one of their faces and put it on the other faces.
Yes. Yes.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
And John Travolta.
And who?
Yeah, John Travolta. And they do this.
Yes.
And we face swapping technology.
Yes. Yes. And we really talked through a lot of the practicalities of 1997's Face Off, including did this happen in a parallel universe and much more on the latest Rob Nakivanita podcast. That was the one I recorded from a Wegmans. All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next week. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.